Stitch, Stella, and Flurry. Who are they? Well, they are animals that you can sponsor while you are staying safer at home with the Zoological Society of Milwaukee. Good morning. I'm Elizabeth Kay with 99.1 The Mix. And joining me today is Katie Krecklow from the Zoological Society of Milwaukee to tell us more about this program. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for being here. And for everyone listening to this interview, you can also hear this today on our sister stations at 103.7 KISS FM and 105.7 FM The Fan. Katie, I was so excited to receive your email this week about the sponsorship program because, one, I love the zoo. Two, my nephews were part of the sponsorship program a few years ago when we purchased animal sponsorships for them. And three, this is a great way for people to show their support for the zoo during this pandemic that we're going through right now because the zoo is not open, right?
The zoo's not open, but you know, the zookeepers are still in there doing a great job taking care of the animals. So this is just a great way to show our love and support of the keepers and the animals right now.
It really is. And let's talk a little bit about the sponsorship program before we get to know Stitch, Stella, and Flurry. What is it exactly?
Sure. So you can sponsor an animal and that animal sponsorship is good for 1 year. And the limited time offers, you get a plush toy, or you can sponsor your favorite animal. We have a long list of animals you can sponsor. But really, when you sponsor an animal, that helps the Zoological Society fulfill its mission to support the Milwaukee County Zoo. Because again, the keepers are doing a great job. We want to let them concentrate on taking care of the animals. So the society helps raise money to help the zoo.
Exactly. And these animals, I mean, they are cared for and loved by the zookeepers, but there's something to be said when you sponsor an animal to see the pride that my nephews felt when they went to the zoo and they could point out exactly which animal that they sponsored. That was really cool to see. And it was just nice to see them really have that feeling of, hey, I made a difference. And it may seem like a small difference, but the impact to keep the Milwaukee County Zoo going is huge.
Exactly. Every little bit helps. And you know what? That pride is for people of all ages. It's kids and adults. I sponsor an animal for my mom each year. So it really is a great way to support and kind of feel pride that you're helping.
Yeah, that you're helping, that you're making a difference. Now let's learn about Stitch, Stella, and Flurry. Fantastic names, by the way. All three names sound like friends I just want to hang out with, but let's learn about them specifically. So who and what is Stitch?
Stitch is an adorable male North American porcupine who lives in the farm area of the zoo, and he's about to turn one on May 2nd. But he is absolutely adorable, and his sponsorship is available right now.
And I hear that he also likes plush stuffed animals, right?
He does. It's so interesting. I talked to one of the zookeepers, and yes, he has plush toy animals himself, and one of his favorites is a duck, and it's so interesting. He somehow knows ducks like water because every once in a while, the keepers will find his plush toy duck in his water.
Stitch the porcupine. He's a genius. Now, the irony is not lost on me, though, that this is a porcupine that loves stuffed animals, the soft stuffed animals. The irony is, I think, just adorable.
Yes, he loves soft things.
Now, Flurry. Who and what is Flurry?
Flurry is a male Gentoo penguin that was born on Christmas Day. And so the zoo held a contest as to what to name this Gentoo penguin. And it's Flurry, which is appropriate for when he was born. So he's only a couple months old, but he is loving life. He's eating a lot. And the keeper tells me that he is swimming a ton.
Oh, that's so cute. The penguins are always swimming there in the front of the zoo. What is Flurry eating?
Flurry eats a lot of fish, and I don't know exactly the different kinds of fish that the keepers feed him, but I do know he has a healthy appetite right now.
Well, that's probably from all the swimming, because anytime you go swimming, isn't always good to eat something right afterwards. Flurry has it
exactly
figured out. That's great. And then Stella. Who and what is Stella?
Stella is the zoo's 16-year-old female jaguar, and she is mother to the zoo's male jaguar, Francisco. They also call him Frankie. But Stella is our sponsorship available. We're hoping people buy this for Mother's Day. And the connection there, Stella's a great mom. But also, you know, maybe on Mother's Day you get your mom roses. Well, we're saying get her rosettes instead. And rosettes are the spots that are on a jaguar's fur.
Look what we're learning today during this interview. I had no idea. So that is a great Mother's Day gift. Flurry, Stitch, or Stella. Flurry is the Gentoo penguin at the zoo. Stitch, a North American porcupine. I'm looking at his picture and he's adorable. And then Stella, the jaguar. Are there different price points for these sponsorships, Katie?
Yes, right now Stella and Stitch are $45 and Flurry is a special $30. And the reason Flurry is a little bit less is every April, the zoo celebrates World Penguin Day, but unfortunately this year is Penguin Day. So we're kind of celebrating from home. We want you to celebrate World Penguin Day by sponsoring Flurry. That's $30 and you'll get a fact sheet about penguins and about Flurry. So it helps you learn a little bit about the zoo and again, like really feel like you're making a difference.
Yeah. And what do the sponsors get?
There's a lot of things. So your sponsorship is valid for 1 year. So again, the limited time offers of those three animals, you'll get a plush toy, a fact sheet about the animals, and you get an invitation to a special behind the scenes tour in August called Animal Safari.
That behind the scenes tour, having gone on that tour this last August with my nephews, was so well done, Katie. I was very impressed with the opportunities that we were all given. We were able to get up close to some of the animals and get behind the scenes at the exhibits. We were able to see how they feed some of these animals and meet the zookeepers and learn little stories about what goes on behind the zoo. We were really blown away. You guys did a really great job with that behind the scenes tour. And I think that's such a perk of the sponsorship. Helping the animals is very important, but this behind the scenes tour, if you ask me, I think it was priceless.
Absolutely. It gives you a good idea as to what goes on and how the keepers take care of the animals. The society, again, we're a nonprofit organization and we have a lot of volunteers and the volunteers help do those tours and they're very knowledgeable. They have a lot of inside stories, inside scoops, but yeah, it's great. And the cool thing about this too, is that your whole household can go on the tour. And also if you gift the sponsorship, which I believe Elizabeth, you gave it as a gift. So yeah, you got invited to the tours as
yes.
well.
Yes. Yes. Super Aunt Elizabeth was able to come along, but it was really neat because my one nephew, Brett, has siblings. And so I was worried about, oh gosh, is everybody going to feel like they're left out? But that was such a nice touch that everybody was able to come to the behind the scenes tour. And if you are just joining us for this public affairs broadcast, I'm talking with Katie Krecklow from the Zoological Society of Milwaukee, who is talking about these animal sponsorship programs that are going on right now. Even though the zoo is closed because they're taking all the necessary safety precautions, this is a great way to show your support for the zoo and learn a little bit too, because you're going to get to sponsor an animal like Flurry, the Gentoo penguin, or Stitch, the North American porcupine, or Stella, the jaguar. And they come with an adorable little stuffed animal, which is great as well. But they come with some information about the animal too, right, Katie?
It does. Each sponsorship, you learn about the animal itself, like in the wild, but then there's always a little bit of information about that specific animal. So again, Stitch, you'll learn about North American porcupines and how they live and what they eat in the wild, but then there's a little bit of information, cute information about Stitch at the zoo.
And can any animal be sponsored at the zoo if someone's interested in sponsoring something else?
Pretty much. We have a long list. Almost every animal at the zoo is available for sponsorship. So if you have one in mind, we have a list of them on our website, zoosociety.org, or you can give us a call, ask if your favorite animal is up for sponsorship. So yes, basically every animal.
Okay, and we'll make sure to link that up on our websites. But if you are just listening to this right now, it's zoosociety.org for the animal sponsorships. And is there anywhere that people can go to see their names? You can see who sponsored animals?
Yeah, another perk about your animal sponsorship is your name is listed again with pride. It's just kind of a cool thing. You get to see your name that you made a difference. That's inside the Pet Welcome Center, which is inside the zoo. So whatever animal you sponsored, you look for that animal and your name will be on there for 1 year.
There you go. For a whole year, you can go and point and take a picture and put up on social media and say, what's up? That's me. I did that. And is the sponsorship tax deductible?
Yes, it is. Each sponsorship does at least some portion is tax deductible.
Okay. Now tell us about the Zoological Society, Katie.
Sure. We are a nonprofit organization with a mission to conserve wildlife and the environment and to educate people about the importance of nature and wildlife, and also to support the zoo. So we do conservation efforts all around the world and locally. And we do the education program, which does zoo classes and zoo camps. And as we said, we also help support the Milwaukee County Zoo from in-kind support, but also cash support as well. So they can really concentrate on the animals and keep doing a great job.
Speaking of education, are you doing anything right now, perhaps on social media for people, kids specifically, parents who are now becoming teachers at home, trying to keep the kids busy while they're staying safer at home?
Absolutely. So the zoo has their own social media accounts, which is really great because keepers are showing some videos and things of the animals, and it's just great to see. The Society's social media pages, we're really focusing on those education things. So we have some really fun activities that families or kids can do. We have fun facts about the animals. One activity that we posted on social media, we talked about penguins and how when penguins have an egg, they put them on their feet and they kind of walk around. So we challenge kids, why don't you try to put a ball on your feet and see how far you can walk with that ball on your feet? So it's a really great way to connect the information. Like, we're teaching people things that this is what an animal does. And when you try it, it's a great connection, really kind of goes full circle and connects children and adults to the information.
Yeah, I can see how I would do that. I thought you were going to say, you're telling the kids, now take an egg, a raw one, from the refrigerator, put it on your feet. But no, you were smart. That's a good idea to say, just take a small ball and see if you can put that on your feet and walk like the penguin. Where can people go on social media to do some of these activities?
A lot of our things are on Facebook, which is / Zoo Pass, because again, the Society runs the Zoo Pass program. So we really encourage anyone with a Zoo Pass to follow us on Facebook because they get specific information about their Zoo Pass, but also, again, these great educational points. And then Instagram and Twitter, it's at Zoo Society MKE.
Okay, we'll link that up too as well, at Zoo Society MKE and facebook.com/ZooPass. Katie Kreklo is on with me this morning for our public affairs broadcast, talking about what is going on with the Zoological Society, especially during this time of quarantine where everyone's working from home and the zoo is not open right now, but these sponsorship programs are a really educational and powerful tool to inform you about the animals and help fulfill the mission at the Milwaukee County Zoo, because this will help feed the animals, care for the animals, tend to their area. It's just such a fun way also to feel like you have a part of the zoo, like you're invested in it. Katie, like we were talking before with my nephews when they were involved in the sponsorship program, when we went to that behind the scenes tour, which is offered and what you'll get with a animal sponsorship, my nephew by the whooping crane, that's what he wanted to sponsor. He pointed out to everyone that walked by, he was saying it was his whooping crane, by the way, but he was just so excited about it. He was telling people, yeah, that's my crane. I mean, it's not his, but he was involved in its care.
Right, exactly. You know, and a lot of what we talk about too is empathy and connecting empathy with animals and people. And really, when you do an animal sponsorship, there really is a special connection. And again, it's kids and adults that they feel like they really made a difference, and they do. You know, we can't do this without people at home helping sponsor an animal and help us survive.
And the animals, again, Flurry, who is a Gentoo penguin who was born on Christmas Day. And a lot of you maybe helped name Flurry. What an appropriate name for a Wisconsin penguin that was born here on Christmas Day. And Stitch, the North American porcupine. And then Stella, the female jaguar. And the price points are great here. Stitch and Stella, $45 gets you that sponsorship. Flurry, $30 gets you that sponsorship. You're going to also get a cute little plush stuffed animal. Now, Katie, what about shipping and handling, all that kind of stuff?
We cover all shipping and handling. So that is a flat fee, and we have it covered, and we'll mail it to your house.
Easy enough. Let's discuss what's going on with people that have zoo passes, because the zoo is not open right now. What are you doing to accommodate those members?
Yeah, if you have a zoo pass right now, it is good for 12 months, and we're going to honor that. So the time that was missed during this situation, we will make up for that. So once the zoo reopens, we will extend your zoo pass to make up for that lost time.
That's fantastic. And what about someone that's thinking about renewing their zoo pass? Do you think they should wait?
No, we don't want people to wait until the zoo opens. We know it makes more sense to people to maybe wait, but really, you know, as a nonprofit organization, we do count on those funds, and we encourage people to either renew their Zoo Pass or to buy a new Zoo Pass right now. We are working remotely. We will fulfill that order. And again, if you renew or buy, we will honor that Zoo Pass. We will make sure you get your full 12 months worth from that Zoo Pass. We will extend it. So if you're on the fence, we really encourage people to do it now.
Yeah, don't wait. Do it now. And if someone's listening to this public affairs interview, Katie, and they don't know what a Zoo Pass is, can you take a second to tell us why it's so great to get a Zoo Pass to the Milwaukee County Zoo?
Sure. So the biggest thing is it'll get you free regular admission to the Milwaukee County Zoo 365 days out of the year. So it is free regular admission, and you get a lot of perks with it. There are special Zoo Pass member only events that are at night in the summertime. You also get discounts on zoo classes, zoo camps. You get discounts on our fundraising events. Like, let's say Ride on the Wild Side is a bike ride in September. You get priority registration. You also get a discount. So great things like that. And a family pass pays for itself after just two visits. But you can also buy a single Zoo Pass. So it depends on how many people you want to buy it for, how many people you want to cover the pass. So it's good for a single person to an entire family.
And fun activities are going on at the zoo too, like Family Farm Weekend, Egg Day. Like you mentioned, there's a ton of activities that are going on and some exclusive events as well. Where can people go for the Zoo Pass?
Again, the Society sells the Zoo Passes as our big fundraiser to help support the Milwaukee County Zoo. So that is at zoosociety.org.
ZooSociety.org. Got it. And the zoo webcams, I just want to mention, are such a great way to be distracted from work. We have those linked up at our website, 99.1themix.com. We did a whole segment about some of these virtual tours that people can go on if you're trying to keep the kids busy, but yet do something educational, or maybe you're doing all these Zoom meetings at home and you're just sick and tired of it, or you're tired from working. You go to these webcams, zooview.tv, and you can see up close what's going on with the animals. It's from the polar bear to the jaguars. It's really a neat thing. I think you guys are doing a great job with those zoo cams, Katie.
Thanks. And I know a lot of people that just kind of have it on in the background of their computer. They just check in every once in a while. It's just always running. It's just a great way to connect with the animals again. And you know, that's another thing people who don't know what the Zoological Society is or does. And as a nonprofit, years ago, we raised the money from people at home to help install those cameras around the zoo.
Yeah, they are really neat. I mean, right now you can look at the tigers. I'm here on the website. You can see Lake Wisconsin. Again, the jaguars. It's a great partnership the Zoological Society and the Milwaukee County Zoo have, and for you to have done the fundraising to get those webcams. What a time like right now that people are probably really appreciating those webcams to get an up-close look at the animals at the zoo. And maybe if you do one of these animal sponsors and you sponsor one of the animals, you could even see the animal that you're helping out at the zoo. So go to zoosociety.org. Three animals right now that you can sponsor and get the plush, cute little stuffed animal to come with it. Flurry, who is the penguin, Stitch, the porcupine, and Stella, the jaguar. But these sponsorships fulfill the mission at the Milwaukee County Zoo. So essentially, you're helping take care of so many animals at the zoo. Thank you so much, Katie, for coming on today and talking about this. The zoo is such a special place, and for people that can't go there right now, this is still a fun way to feel like you're still visiting the zoo, but while you're staying safer at home.
Yeah, exactly. We really want to keep in touch with everyone and stay safe.
And the Zoological Society staff, they are working remotely and they are safely fulfilling these orders too. So you don't have to worry about that. And shipping and handling are included in the price with the animals. And maybe you'll have your own little stuffed animal, Flurry, Stitch, or Stella at your house. Thank you, Katie, and good luck with everything at the zoo.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And for more information about the sponsorship program with the Zoological Society of Milwaukee, visit our station's websites at 99.1themix.com or 103.7kissfm.com or 105.7fmthefan.com. And if you'd like your organization or event featured on a future Public Affairs Sunday broadcast, just head to our station's website and scroll to the bottom of the page and send us an email by clicking the contact link. And thanks so much for listening to today's Public Affairs.